killing myself with mockery. Let me fall so I might rise up. Let me fall so I might rise up.
Okay, you're on the radio, 101.
Generation dialysis,
I just want some skates.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Your hands up.
Brings back some memories, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Going back to 1985, Death Sentence, not a pretty sight. I saw that one pulled out here. Somebody else had good taste in music around here playing Death Sentence. Not a pretty sight. The Undergrowth Records pressing. Yeah, Nightmare was the name of the track. You said, what did you just say about that? Too bad their next record was so shitty, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't been here for a while. Is this the thing I talk into here?
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
That's called a microphone, Andy.
A microphone.
Yeah, you're remembering well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you haven't forgotten.
No.
It's like tying your shoes coming up here.
I've been up here since May. Holy
since God. May, and you weren't even up here. How long has it been since you've been on Generation Annihilation?
I think I did it once in May when I did Generation Annihilation and Power Chord did a 3-hour show.
And who is this, by the way?
This is Andy.
And this is Aaron, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr.ca online. Yeah, I got a good show for you today. I got some...
I play some stuff from Woodstock. It's 40 years today. Were you there?
Steve, I was not there, no.
I was there, man. I did the Brown Acid. That was a bad thing to do.
Yeah, Steve just paid homage to it. I guess we should pay homage to the late Les Paul. He died at 94. Played until not until he was 93.
Yeah, played
and
for last year.
Not only did he invent the solid body electric guitar, he invented multi track recordings.
Not to mention though, I really wasn't at Woodstock. I was 4 years old. I was dropping acid. So
right at 4 years old.
No, not at that age.
Yeah,
maybe
how about
six.
That? How about that Hendrix performance? That was incredible. Yep. Anyways, getting back to Les Paul. Not only did he invent the solid body electric guitar, he also invented. Multi-track recordings, and you may not know this, but he did. I just found this out the other day. He was the first one to ever do pirate radio, so maybe even stations like CITR owe a little bit to the late great Les Paul.
Yep.
Anyways, yeah, Death Sentence, Vancouver punk, going back to 1985. We're gonna get into some Ottawa punk for the year 2009 with some Germ Attack.
Psychedelic, baby. Fuck!
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we heard from Germattack from the They Live, We Sleep release. It's their latest on MCR Records out of Japan. They've got a new 7-inch EP out as well. And then we heard from another act out of Ottawa, Bombed Out, from the Human Disease release. We heard a track called, the title track, Human Disease, and that is on Uberosis Records, record label run by the boys from Germattack. Or actually, no, Capital Aside Records, that's right, out of Ottawa. Followed with some Jerdy Stop from their latest brand new act. Tell you a bit about this one. It's on No Way Records, and we heard a track, which I'll try to pronounce. It's called Trait F Drugs, and yeah. No Way Records, and the band is from Denmark. And we followed with Regulations from the Electric Guitar release on Havoc Records. We heard a track called Untouchable. And following with some Vitamin X from the Full Scale Assault release, we heard a track called Head Full of Demons. And we ended things off with Direct Control's latest Farewell. We heard a track called No Change. So, yeah, thanks to some of you regular Generation Annihilation listeners from way back when for calling in, Hans Klaus and Jordan. If you want to call up, if this is your first time hearing the show, or maybe if your first time calling, why don't you give us a call, 604-822-2487. Make a request.
Call.
We might have it. And yeah, going to get to another brand new reissue from the Subhumans, not the Canadian, but the English 2929 Split Vision, their last ever recorded release before they broke up. I think they were broken up when this one came out, and we're going to hear a track on it called Worlds Apart. Here we go.
Yeah. control over our actions, refer to fate, natural process, our own self-indulgence in personal gain.
Festival is a Vancouver-based cultural expose focused on bringing together over 100 musicians, comedians, and artists from across North America. The four-day OLEO Festival goes from August 13th to 16th, 2009, and will feature over 20 events, including concerts, comedy shows, and art openings. Go to www.oleofestival.com, that's OLIOfestival.com, for more details and check out the amazingly diverse lineup. All access OLEO Festival passes are available online at www.oleofestival.com or Zulu, Scratch, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records.
You and I, we're checking it out. We're checking it. We're checking it out. We're checking it out. Checking it. Ignoring all your complications, spirits. I want to be in taxis, please. I need to have the choice. I want to spend the money. I haven't got today. There seems to be a perfect life. Uncertainty, shadows still control. Uncertainty, uncertainty, not the bullet, it's the hole.
was all called a hidden charm, because we cannot fix uncertainty, uncertainty, the shadows still control. Uncertainty, uncertainty, not the bullet, it's the hole.
Yeah. before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of it is really because of its pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
What was that, Andy?
I was just saying my headphones aren't working very good and I didn't know you had the mics on.
All right, and we heard three songs in that last set. Subhumans from the 2929 Split Vision 2009 release. Worlds Apart was the name of the track, originally recorded in 1986. Followed with some Chairman Youth, Uncertainty, and Falling Off with Stiff Little Fingers, Inflammable Material, doing their version of Bob Marley's Johnny Was. And right about this time, what are we going to get into, Andy?
The brand new hardcore band from Boston, How do they say it?
Boston.
Death Before Dishonor. This is off a label called Bridge 9. CD is called Better Ways to Die, and we're going to hear a song called Boys in Blue.
They lost my brother up today. Not justified, no reasoning. They'll hate on us for how we live. We can't forgive. So how am I supposed to be when it's illegal to be free? I got my visions, I got my ways. I grow stronger through the days. To win a side, to defend what's mine. Come out on top every time. The boys in blue, they got no control. Harassing people, they don't know. You're just a sheep, no heart of mine. They pulled me over yesterday. They grabbed my crotch and took my pay. So what am I supposed to do but disrespect those boys in blue? I don't need a badge to hide behind. I got my heart, my soul, my mind. Wish every time. I can't forgive the need to take back will to begin, set my friends free. But I still live my life free. They still can't control. Make it take
friends are swinging as they beat. Big Brother is watching you while you watch Big Brother 2. Computer games and HDTV, electric opium, you will agree. Control, control, state control. They own your body and they own your soul. Control, control, state control. Another turn in the state or soul. Control, control, state control. Control, control, state control. They follow you from home to work. Follow your purchases in every quirk. See how you socialise and who you meet. What you do and who you greet. A latent criminal but no crime. They have patience and lots of time. They have files and photographs. And soon they'll write your repertoire. Control, control, state control. They own your body and they own your soul. Control, control, state control. Another turn in the state or soul. Control, control, state control. Control, control, state control.
Let's just Dr. Miller, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation, 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
I goofed that one up. Sorry. What was that? Well, let's not talk about what it was supposed to be. What was it?
We heard two songs by Death Zone. I don't know where the CD is now, but the one we did play was...
We played Reality on TV. That's a song we played, and I don't know. Okay, well, anyways.
Whatever. What else we played two Death Zone songs. Before that, we had Dangers Close off a split with Destructor 666. A little song called Tony Suicide, and that's on Rowdy Farrago Records. I think we're both agree. She's, the singer sounds a bit like
Mia Zapata from The Gets. Still remember her.
Yeah, it's been a long time since she got killed.
Yeah,
murdered. Before that, we had
early 90s.
Yeah, I remember. I bought that CD, the Gets CD, a couple days after she died, and I didn't even know it. The guy goes, "Did you know the singer just died?" I'm like, "Oh my god, no, I didn't know that." Before that, Destructor 666 off a brand new CD called Quiznam Vigilo Vigilo, we heard State Control, and that's also on Rowdy Farrago Records. Before the band called Seizure Control, CD's called Under the Gun, and there's no track listing on the CD. It's like kind of a promo CD with no track listing, and it's on Bad Elephant Records. And we start off with Death Before Dishonor, some New York City inspired hardcore out of Boston, I would say. And we off Better Ways to Die, we heard Boys in Blue.
All right, and we're going to, some more stuff you brought up. You brought up some Cox Bar.
Cox Bar, and actually, you have a little request.
You were going to play another song. I said, this is my favorite song off the album. These are some Cox Bar reissues. They're not reissues, re-recordings for 2009, so I haven't heard this, so I'm looking forward to it. This originally came out in the late 90s, and Two Monkeys.
The band wasn't happy with the recording, so they re-recorded it.
This is one of my favorite, this is my favorite song on the album. It's kind of cool. It's about getting old, and just, you know, when you get old, it's kind of like, well, just keep doing it before you lose your drive or whatever. The song's called Before the Flame Dies. It's pretty emotional, and this is the re-recorded version of it. Cox Bar. Here we go.
Comes round the same. What can you believe?
from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Say hello to civilian.
Give these fucking death for love or not. Pump on these love, never pass. Then I'm in a run young. Make you
All right, winding up another edition of Generation. Man, just hear that crackle of that vinyl. Only it's not vinyl.
No, it's a CD I bought off eBay, and the guy never divulged the information. It was a bootleg, but it's good to have still.
And let me guess, you gave him negative feedback and got him black. No, why bother, eh? Why? Well, you know,
unless they can't list it as bootleg anyway. They'll lose their listing. So, yeah, Society Dog off a little compilation called San Francisco's Finest, and who else is on there? Code of Honor.
The Fuck Ups, yep. Society Dog, who we heard.
And before that, we had The Zeros off Don't Push Me Around, a song called Getting Nowhere Fast. Is that what we played? I think so.
Yeah,
and that's
did.
On Bomp Records. Skids before that.
Oh, my God. Andy, why did you do that?
I don't know. I got the CD, and I don't mind it, but it's not the greatest.
It's one of the bonus tracks off the Absolute Game 1980 album. And, jeez. Goodbye Civilian is the name of the track. And I got a record by the Skids, and it's really good. The singer for that band went on to be in Big Country. And I got to say, Big Country was a hell of a lot better than that.
Yeah, okay.
That
I disco made a mistake.
Crap.
Okay.
Well, don't let it happen again.
I've had no excuses. Cox Bar.
I don't care.
Cox Bar with, I've heard you play some pretty crappy stuff in the past. So
maybe in your opinion, but not mine. Okay.
Two Monkeys by CD by Cox Bar, redone in 2009. Aaron didn't like that version as much.
No, I did. I thought the original was better. And as that saying goes, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Yeah.
And we heard Before the Flame Dies. Of course, those two were on Captain Oi.
Yeah, and Cox Bar will be playing two shows in San Francisco November 13th and 14th. So I'm not sure if those shows are going to be sold out, but they'll be well attended. And what other dates are they playing? They've already played Texas in May, and in October they're playing Chicago, and yeah, they're playing by the end of the year they'll have played eight shows. So yeah.
Right,
they don't play too often. All right, so
I'm play something metallic now, something brand new.
Yeah, this band came last week, and I didn't see them. I've never seen this band.
Yeah, I missed them too.
Yeah, but if you want to read an excellent write-up, Exclaim has a history of this band, Voivod.
Yeah,
all that goes through all the years, and they played last year. They played last week, last Monday. I missed them. This is from the brand new album Infini. And you want to introduce this song? This song doesn't describe this radio station.
Are you sure? Sometimes it does when you play songs like that Skid song.
Okay, you got a point. All right.
It's a song called Crap Radio on CITR. Thanks for listening.
Check out the playlist online, www.streetpunkradio.com. Podcast available, www.citr.ca.
Stay tuned for Power Chord.
Stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next, taking you there with some Voivod.
Hey, welcome to Park Hard on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff the Mel Pimp. And
I'm gonna run as well.
And there you go. That was a good segue into the show. That was Voivod.
Yes.
Voivod.
And it was a great show for those of you who weren't there. They stole the show, I thought. Awesome. Awesome set. Maybe a little shorter than I would have liked, but it's very cool.
Any classics?
Apparently played a lot from Dimension Hatros.
Yeah, they started with Voivod, so there's a classic right there. Played Ravenous Medicine.
That's a classic track, too.
Trying to think what else. Strong Me Don't Mind, of course they had to do that. And Phil...
That was an Uber classic, actually.
Phil from Down came out and did a song with Snake. That was very cool. And the new guitarist did an admirable job. Very good. I actually ran into a way before the show, and he wasn't really saying for sure, but it sounds like they're going to carry on. So whether or not they'll be called Voivod, I don't know, but they've been getting such a great response. I think they're just going to carry on now, which is great. And I think Piggy might have wanted that, you know? So that was really cool. I just wanted to start the show by mentioning, of course, the news everybody knows. We lost pretty much the grandfather of rock. In general, I mean, if it weren't for this man, there wouldn't be metal or rock or punk or anything.
And you know what? Not a radio station like this either. So apparently he was the innovator of pirate radio, running a pirate radio station.
Oh, really?
I just found that out, too. And multi-track recordings.
Wow. Well, we're talking about Les Paul, who passed away at 94.
Piggy from Voivod played a Les Paul.
Yep.
That's true.
So many people played Les Paul, I mean, all through the years. Yeah, he wasn't a spring chicken, but he still was playing live, I think, at 93. I think he was still doing regular gigs, so good on him and admired by a lot of people. And,
of course, yeah.
Yeah. But life goes on, and thanks to him, the metal will go on and on and on and on and on and on, as Dio would say. Anyway, I'll just pass it on to you. I got some new stuff. You probably might have some new stuff.
No, I don't. Maybe. I don't know. A bunch of stuff. I think some of the new stuff that I already played, though, from the last few shows. But I want to start off, though, with Forbidden. These guys are going to be in town August 26th.
You can get your tickets
from Scrape, and it's going to be pretty weak. I still don't know who the guests are.
The opening bands are local bands, A Gross Misconduct.
Oh, is that finalized? Because nothing's been advertised, as far as I know.
I can't remember who else. We'll find out the other band for you.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to go with a little classic here from their album Distortion, and this is the title track here on CITR 101.9.
Power chord.